Hello again, and from me, Ian Cottier, it's the usual very warm welcome to a rather special time for brass. For tonight, the music is provided entirely by the bands of the Isle of Man. It's a matter of great pride for me and for many of the island's music lovers that our population of 85,000 or so supports no fewer than 7 bands, all busily enjoyed in community music making. So, let's hear them now, and we open with the band that I'm proud to say began my own brass banding journey, Russian Silver, which takes its name from the Isle of Man's most southerly parish. Sons of the Brave, the first march that I ever found myself trying to play in the band room over the vicarage stables. I probably managed about 4 notes in the whole of the evening. And now let's hear the Isle of Man's most successful band, recently playing in the National Championship section, Manx Concert Brass. And they're under the long-term and charismatic director, Ian Clegg. Their first contribution tonight is excerpts from Borodin's Polovtsian Dances.
Thank you.
Manx Concert Brass. Russian Silver's near neighbour in the south of the island is Castletown Metropolitan Silver, and they provide tonight's first solo from Ian Astill, a talented musician who's been both principal euphonium and musical director with the band. Here he is now with the very popular Largo al Factotum from The Barber of Seville.
Hey, figure it out!
Castletown Metropolitan Silver Band. And that was Ian Astle, the soloist. Back in May 2000, all the bands of the island were brought together by the BBC in collaboration with the Isle of Man Arts Council for a gala concert under the title Island Seascapes. All the island's bands took part and all their conductors directed the music. The Arts Council also sponsored a major work called Island Seascapes, which was conducted by the composer, David Ellis. However, from that programme, I've chosen the ever-popular English Folk Song Suite.
Thank you.
The Mast Bands of the Isle of Man, vintage May 2000. The island's capital, Douglas, has long had a very successful band, as has its near neighbour, the village of Onchan. And they provide the next two choices tonight, taking a rather lighter look at the repertoire. First, Douglas with the Leroy Anderson Trio for Cornets, Bugler's Holiday, while Onchan changed the mood again with Joy, Peace and Happiness.
Thank you.
Earlier tonight, we heard Manx Concert Brass, which grew out of Manx Youth Band, a band for young musicians which was created by Jim Crosby back in the 1970s. Nowadays, the band still continues this long-standing relationship under Ian Clegg. Tonight, they take us back to the 17th century with Winter from Vivaldi's The Four Seasons, and we follow that with tonight's second euphonium solo, as Russian Silver's Martin Norbury plays Varied Mood.
Thank you.
So there you are. A taste, but only a taste, of the way the Isle of Man is served by its brass bands. In addition to the bands you've heard tonight, most of them have training bands which give public performances independently. A rich musical environment, to be sure. Now that reminds me that on Sunday, May the 3rd, the annual Laxey Brass Band Festival will be held in the village of Laxey. A lot more information about this a little bit nearer the time. But put it in your diaries now. It's always a great event. And so, to conclude, in all the best traditions of banding, with a march and a hymn. The march, played by the Max Youth Band, has been around for well over a century, but this is the first time that it's appeared on Time for Brass. It's called The Carnival King. And that's it for tonight. It just leaves time for Russian Silver to play us out with the hymn tune that Russian musical director arranged in memory of his father, Captain Brian Kinley. Eventide. Good night.